KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
46 degrees here in Atlantic under a partly cloudy sky. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green and Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan have announced that the tornado sirens will be tested weekly here in Atlantic beginning this Friday, March the 18th. The sirens will be tested at noon each Friday to ensure they're in working order in preparation for the severe weather season and the statewide tornado drill, which is set for next Wednesday, March 23rd. A new siren was purchased for a location off of West Highway 6 near SWPCO, and a couple of other sirens have been replaced over the past few years. And during the test, the City of Atlantic personnel will be placed near each of the sirens to ensure they're operating properly during the first few tests of the season, and spot checks will be conducted throughout the rest of the storm season. But officials say they're relying on citizens living near the sirens to report to the police department if they happen to notice a siren is functioning differently than normal or not at all. Chief Green and Mike Kennan remind citizens that the outdoor warning system is just that. It's meant to alert persons outside of impending danger. And while many citizens can, of course, hear the sirens inside their homes, the sirens are designed to warn persons outdoors. As part of Severe Weather Awareness Week, which is March 21st through the 25th, the statewide tornado drill will be held March 23rd. The day begins at 10 a.m. with a mock tornado watch given over NOAA weather radio. At 10:15, a mock tornado warning will be issued, and the all-clear will be given at around 10:30 on that date. If the actual severe weather threatens the area, the tornado drill will be postponed. Citizens, business owners, and schools are urged to use the drill as an opportunity to determine and practice your plan of action in the event an actual tornado alert is issued. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency say the light rains that fell overnight and that are forecast for today won't be enough to stop the potential for fire to spread rapidly. The fire danger category, therefore, will remain in the high conditions until at least Thursday morning when the next update is expected. After today, winds and very low relative humidity will combine with the sunshine to rapidly dry the dead vegetation and again making for dangerous fire conditions. The National Weather Service is forecasting very dry and high fire conditions for later this week, and the Shelby County EMA says you should remember to call your controlled burns in to the Emergency Management Communications Center at 712-755-2124 and notify your local fire chief. City officials in Griswold posted on their social media site recently that the Griswold Cemetery had been hit by vandalism. The damage was found Friday, and a sign in the area designated for infant and youth burials was broken in half. If you have any information on who may have perpetrated the damage, you're asked to contact Griswold City Hall at 712-778-2615. Ottoman Police Chief Matt Starmer reported yesterday six arrests had taken over the place over the past few weeks. Most recently, on Sunday, 22-year-old Dalen Jean Clean of Audubon was arrested for driving while barred and failure to appear warrant from Pottawatomie County. Clean was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held. Also that same day, the Audubon police arrested 57-year-old Carla Jo Anderson of Audubon for a probation violation warrant out of Woodbury County. Anderson was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held. Last Saturday, Audubon police arrested 35-year-old Angela Marie Serta of Audubon for theft in the fifth degree. She'd also been arrested February 22nd for an alleged incident of shoplifting. In both cases, she was cited and released on a promise to appear later in court. On March the 7th, police in Audubon arrested 22-year-old Kaz Ryan Kozad of Lamoni on a warrant for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Kozad turned himself in and was released on a promise to appear later in court. And back on February 27th, Audubon police arrested 29-year-old Spencer Houghton of Audubon for driving with a suspended license and failure to have a valid motorcycle license. Houghton was released on a promise to appear later in court. A man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Friday to a total of 22 years in prison on drug and weapon charges. Senior U.S. District Court Judge Robert W. Pratt handed down the sentences against 57-year-old Carlton Owens of Council Bluffs. Owens was sentenced to 144 months in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine and 120 months for felon in possession of a firearm. The two prison terms will be served concurrently. Owens' term of imprisonment will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Owens pled guilty to the charges on November 10th of last year. According to a plea agreement, Council Bluffs police responded to a domestic violence call involving Owens, and upon arrival, they contacted Owens, who was standing next to his motorcycle. Owens was arrested arrested for domestic violence, and a search of him and his property revealed over 600 grams of methamphetamine, a loaded handgun, and a large amount of cash. Prior to June of last year, Owens had been convicted of a felony offense. The matter was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported deputies arrested a man from Orient on drug and weapon charges Friday night. 63-year-old Mark Stephen Miller was taken into custody around 9 p.m. after a search warrant was executed at his residence. During the search, meth and methamphetamine drug paraphernalia were found, along with marijuana and other drug paraphernalia. Also located in the home was a .22-caliber bolt-action rifle and a .38 Special revolver. As a convicted felon, Miller was not allowed possession of those weapons. He was charged with possession of weapons by a felon, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Miller was later released after posting $5,000 bond. 31-year-old Barrett Driscoll of Afton was arrested in Adair County at around 1 p.m. in Orient on a Madison County warrant for domestic abuse assault second offense. Driscoll was cited in Adair County and then turned over to authorities with Madison County. The Sheriff's Department said also Stewart police arrested 24-year-old Christopher Showalter of Ottumwa Thursday evening for possession of a stolen vehicle and possession of the vehicle without owner's consent. His bond was set at $5,000. In addition, Showalter is being held on a warrant out of Wapello County. That same evening, 20-year-old Felicia Marie Thomas of Ottumwa was arrested by Stewart police on a warrant out of Appanoose County for failure to appear in court. She was later transported to meet with an Appanoose County deputy and placed into their custody. And 63-year-old Judy Sammons of Orient was cited Saturday afternoon at the Adair County Sheriff's Office for possession of drug paraphernalia and marijuana. She was released after being cited. Finally, the Adair County Sheriff's Office reports an Atlantic woman was arrested March 8th by police in Adair on a charge of trespass. 40-year-old Michaela Lynn Johnston was later released on $300 bond. And a contest is underway to determine the location of Iowa's best pizza. 8 restaurants around the state were selected for the March Madness-style showdown. There's Zips Pizzeria in Adair, Great Plains Sauce and Dough Company in Ames, the Santa Maria Winery in Carroll, Maybe's Pizza in Decorah, Fong's Pizza in Des Moines, A&A Polly Eyes Pizza in Iowa City, P's Pizza House in Lamar's, and Zeno's Pizza in Marshalltown. The Iowa Tourism Office is coordinating the tournament, and spokesperson Jessica O'Reilly explains how the 8 restaurants were selected.
We asked on Facebook for favorite locations. We also did some TripAdvisor research, as well as some were called out by Midwest Living or other publications as superb pizza.
Iowans can vote for their favorite pizza on Travel Iowa's Facebook page. The 8 restaurants face off in 4 head-to-head battles with the champion crowned on Friday, March 25th. The winning restaurant will boast the title of Iowa's best pizza place, but the business's customers will win something as well.
The winning restaurant will offer a $3 off coupon for people to go to the restaurant and experience the pizza themselves.
Last year, the Iowa Tourism Office organized a similar contest to determine the location of Iowa's best pie.
Krause Cafe in Indianola, their cherry pie was the ultimate winner.
The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.